Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Monday, time for another slice of fresh bread. By the way, we're slicing it out of the first epistle to Timothy. Paul wrote two of these to Timothy. By the way, Paul wrote, we know, 13 epistles that are found in your New Testament. Some believe he wrote Hebrews. I don't personally, but I do think whoever wrote Hebrews was under the influence of the Apostle Paul, and I think is a good possibility it could either have been Luke or Apollos. But we do know he wrote 13, and 9 of those he wrote to churches or to be distributed to the churches, and then 4 of those he wrote to individuals, and of those 4, 2 of them went to the same individual, and thus they're called in your Bible, 1st and 2nd Timothy. Now, 1 Timothy was written upon the occasion of his release from the first Roman imprisonment, and therefore his response to the fact that he heard that the church at Ephesus was in difficulty. He had warned them upon his departure, after he had been with them for 3 years, he warned them of how Satan would infiltrate the teaching ministry and the leadership of the church in order to attack the church, and in fact, that's what happened. So the Apostle Paul then sends his most trusted disciple, Timothy, on a ministry of church revitalization. And then he gives him a handbook on how to lead the church back to spiritual health and vitality. And that's what we've been going through, that very handbook that is called in your Bible, 1 Timothy. We have arrived at an interesting passage, one in which he is ordering the church in its ministry infrastructure. And this is what he says. We're only going to look at 2 verses today. Let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in preaching and teaching. For the scripture says, you shall not muzzle an ox when it treads out the grain. And the scripture says, the laborer deserves his wages. So here the Apostle Paul is giving a very important direction. Now there's some other directions he gives concerning the ministry of elders, and we're going to get to those, but I just wanted to cover this first one. You know, in the Old Testament, there were 3 ordained offices that God had established, prophet, priest, and king. Jesus, of course, is the fulfillment of those anointed offices. He is the prophet, the priest, and the king. But what's interesting is in the New Testament, he has a reflection of those 3 offices as his gifts to the church. He's got the teaching elders or the ministers of the word, and then he's got ruling elders who shepherd and oversee and rule over the flock, not rule over in a political sense, but in a spiritual office of leadership. And then he has the office of deacon that intercedes for the people and cares for their needs and leads in the administration of the church. You'll see him constantly referring to elders, plural, in the church. You have teaching and ruling elders in the church. Now he tells us that every elder ought to be honored, but some get a double honor. They not only get the honor of the office, they also get the honor of being supported in the office. And then he gives further direction. You ought to support those who are laboring in the ministry of the word, or the ministers of the word, or the teaching elders. They have the honor of being an elder, and they have the second honor of being supported. Now, why is that? It's not because they're more important. It is because what they do is so important. That is the ministry of the word. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of Christ. The primacy of preaching as a means of grace. It's not the exclusive means of grace, but it's the primary means of grace. So because it takes so much time to have a faithful, authoritative, effective, expositional ministry of the word, then support the ministers of the word so that they can give their time to it. I know in my own life, it takes about 26 hours a week for the development of a Sunday morning sermon, 14 to 16 hours for a Sunday night. Then I have a number of Bible studies I do during the week, as well as my pastoral responsibilities in guiding the pastoral staff. And so the congregation graciously supports me in a manner that I can focus upon those responsibilities. So that's what he's giving direction here. Now he's going to give some more direction concerning the eldership. We'll take that up tomorrow on another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.